Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the January 8th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carl, would you please call the roll?
Fritz, Fish,
here.
Saltzman,
here.
Novick,
here.
Hales,
here. We have a couple of proclamations up front. With the council's indulgence, we're going to take item number 41 out of order and ask Mr. Bob Miller to come up and join us. And while he's getting ready, I'll get this proclamation ready. So many of you know this man's voice, might not have seen as much of him as we've heard from him over the last several decades. Yes, but let me start by reading this proclamation and welcome Bob here to the council meeting this morning. Whereas Bob Miller has been part of Portlanders' daily lives for 34 years, and whereas the Bob Miller Show and Operation Santa Claus have raised more than $1.1 million for the families of deployed and returning U.S. troops, and whereas Bob Miller is responsible for the gift of sight for thousands of young children through his charitable causes, and whereas Bob Miller has educated Portlanders on the importance of motor scooter safety, and whereas Bob Miller has honorary acceptance into the Royal Rosarians as Sir Knight Bob Miller, guardian of the Lagerfeld Rose, and whereas Bob Miller has already been given a Bob Miller Day by Huntington, West Virginia, where he got his start in broadcasting, and whereas Bob Miller is the reigning dean of Portland Radio, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim January 8th, 2014, to be Bob Miller Day in Portland and encourage all citizens to observe this day and to thank Bob for being the voice of Portland for so many years. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful town to live in. I've told people before, I came here in 1979, and I was pretty intimidated because I came from a very small town, and all these big buildings and ribbons of highways and all of that, and I was so intimidated, and I checked into my room at the Hilton, and the first thing that I saw on television was Portland wrestling. And I thought, well, maybe it ain't so all-fired cosmopolitan after all. But it's been a pleasure to entertain people on the air here. I think Connie McCready was the mayor when I started. And I've come up through, and I've had a nice relationship with Bud Clark and lots of folks. And I think one of my favorite people on the council over the years was Mildred Schwab, who sat next to me at a dinner one night and kept dumping ashes in my food. Thank you very much. I'm honored. I'm humbled by this.
Well, when we remodeled these chambers, I think there was extra expense because of all the smoke damage from Mildred.
I'm sure that's true.
Well, we appreciate your service, and we wish you well in your next chapter, and we'd love to take a photo with you if we can with this proclamation.
Thank
you. Appreciate to have it here. That's great. All right. We have another informal item this morning. We have another proclamation from Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Fish. I think Commissioner Fish is going to lead off.
Thank you, Mayor. We're very pleased to introduce a proclamation this morning with my friend, Commissioner Novick. Today we are recognizing Take the Stairs at Work Day. This is a new nationwide initiative just launched last year by USA Stair Climbing Association. And Portland is one of the first municipalities to issue a proclamation like this, encouraging people to take the stairs when they can. Steve and I were a little late for council day because we were taking the stairs to get here. It's just one more way to make healthy, active choices throughout the day. And now I'm pleased to turn it over to our Commissioner for Wellness, Steve Novick.
Whereas physical inactivity is a major contributor to the development of obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases. And whereas stair climbing burns more calories per minute than most sports and activities, improves cardiovascular fitness, and promotes healthy lungs. And whereas, because stair climbing burns calories at such a high rate that even a brief interval can lead to great health benefits. And whereas, stairs are everywhere, and many people can engage in stair climbing regardless of their age or fitness level. And whereas, many people start the new year with resolutions to improve their health. And whereas, there is a growing national effort to encourage people to make small changes in their lives to improve their health, such as drinking more water, eating whole fruits and vegetables, and getting enough sleep. And whereas, the City of Portland proclaimed July 17, 2012, Stand Up for Workplace Wellness Day. And whereas, the City of Portland offers robust wellness programs to ensure that our employees remain fit and healthy. And whereas, the USA Stair Climbing Association launched Take the Stairs Day in 2013, and communities across the country are now joining us in resolving just take the stairs at work today. Now, therefore, I, Steve Novick, City Commissioner, on behalf of Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim January 8, 2014 to be Take the Stairs at Work Day in Portland and encourage all residents to make small changes to stay fit and healthy in the new year.
You're here. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And I want to, Mayor, thank Jenny Kalas, who helped prepare this. Right. I want to thank Henry Wigglesworth, who's a national activist who came to us with this idea. And I want to thank Steve in particular, who's now reminded us in the last 6 months that we should take the stairs, we should stand at work, and do other things that will help us be healthier and reduce our health care costs. So I'm pleased to join with Steve on this.
We should also acknowledge those that since our offices are only in the second floor, taking the stairs isn't that much of a stretch for us. We realize for other people it's tougher.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and actually, one of the things, thinking back to the earlier eras of this building that Bob Miller was referring to, it used to be that the trip on the staircase in City Hall was not a very nice one because they were enclosed. And now with the atriums opened up again, it's the best way to see the building as well as stay healthy. So thank you both. Okay, let's move on to the regular calendar starting with